So, ma'am, yesterday we talked about the kind of issues that you might face with respect to NCTE and the other chances. I now would want to understand your view for the new four-year program of BEd that the education policy has come up with. What do you think will be the challenges that it might come up with?
See, with regard to the BEd program and their talking of the four-year, etc., I do feel 4 years should be only one way of doing it or one of the ways of teacher preparation.
Okay.
But having that as the way of teacher preparation for me is problematic. And opening it up without much preparation to the degree colleges is another area that I see as difficult, in the sense that colleges, at least one or two who I are part of, and they are considering starting it, really are starting it as one of another self-financing course, which probably not with the vision of teacher training, teacher education, or not having any enough experience in that field, and therefore it would be offered like any other degree course. Rather than, you know, the richness of expertise that one could offer in a teacher education course. So that caution needs to be exercised. Because the moment it is self-financing, they will have it on a commercial basis.
Right.
So for them, getting people in the department also to head it and to give it a vision in the initial years, etc., I don't know how many management would be able to afford that.
Right, right.
Okay. Or will it be only, you know, teachers, like they would take as for the degree colleges on self-financing with some basic remuneration and then do. So it has a lot of its advantages of having it situated and housed in a multidisciplinary college, but these could be some of the drawbacks.
Okay.
Secondly is, couldn't the existing two-year colleges, for them to transform themselves into four-year is again a problematic issue with regard to investments in infrastructure, investments in the kind of staff that is already there. So these are things that one would have to consider. Then many managements would choose to even close down an aided system and run a self-financing four-year in any of their sister institutions rather than having these. So how are they going to preserve the long-standing colleges in teacher education? And especially in urban cities like Mumbai and etc., it is very difficult to ask them to transform into a four-year system or provide the required infrastructure for a four-year system.
Right, right. Okay.
So that is something that I would be concerned about. Then, and also curriculum formation, like initial attempts making for the curriculum for the 4 year which has already started. I see that it is done is like, okay, each one doing their own and then just bring in some course for education. That could be again a problem. You know, how are they, there is not much guidance, there's not real great models to emulate and to follow for a four-year system. We're still awaiting to see how NCTE would handhold and see how the kind of support they're going to give in different parts of the country for this.
Okay. But ma'am, do you think it will lead to improving quality of teacher across all levels?
It all depends on how is it going to be conducted and where it is going to be conducted.
Okay. Ma'am, also, you know, they are also talking about the composite program, right? So they are saying that the 2 years should also be offered along with the 4 year. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's something that even I would align to in terms of have both kinds of systems, because so many who, like I said yesterday, even in BEd, many of them who have taken science, commerce, etc., later realize that, oh, this was an area of probably more leaning towards humanities, and you know, these kind of studies make more real sense for them. Now imagine if there was no option for them to come in after graduation, how difficult that would be. We would lose so many people who probably would have been assets, or especially for women who later on decide to come into formal education, and this provides them worth, value, identity, a creative space to exercise their own abilities of nurture, etc. So that probably would be lost if we overemphasize after 12th, because after 12th sometimes could be too early for many children to know what they want.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So then we shouldn't lose out on that kind of crowd as well. Like, at least, yeah, there are individual differences again. Some know really what they want. Some really tell themselves in they mature and understand and explore. Some of them take time. Some of them are able to do it after 12.
Right. Got it. Ma'am, so what do you think? Should the 2 year continue, or should it, you know, over a period of time it should get scrapped? What are your thoughts?
It should continue.
It should continue, okay.
Alongside
the 4 year.
At least, yeah.
Okay. And
another thing for me, I see problematic with NEP, and this will be the online teacher education program.
Okay, and ma'am, just, last 2-3 questions about, you know, for the last 1-2 years, all of us have been grappling with COVID. So how has that affected your functionality with respect to, you know, teaching the students, and what worked and what did not work in the past 2 years due to COVID?
I think the great thing, greatest thing in teacher education would have taken a beating if internships were not creatively designed.
Oh.
So in a way, we have gone back to our behavioristic models of teaching, where under the name of internship, there was simulated teaching put into quotes, where teachers taught and recorded with no student around, and that was considered as a lesson. So these are legally considered as lessons, and they did that. So without actually engaging with any student, they were able to complete 10, 20 practice teaching lessons by recording in a simulated situation at all.
Okay.
So those are, for me, very heartbreaking and very difficult to digest. Where we could have explored the possibility of even online teaching, whether it be even 2 or 3 teacher children per student, but some exposure to real human beings in the name of practice teaching and in touch.
Right.
So that's something that has managed to seep into the system, and the moment now they are comfortable with that, that could continue.
Right.
Whereas it was post Justice Verma Commission that we insisted more simulation teaching in teacher education. So now this has become that simulated is the only way of teaching. So as a result, we are going to teach them skills, abilities related to even understandings of the learner, etc. Everything is divorced from actual interaction.
Right, got it. And ma'am, what do you think were the difficulties that your students must have faced in this time?
I think it was varied, right from personal challenges to overcome to familial responsibilities to technological access to many of them who now would have joined us as a regular. Like yesterday night, I just got a message from one of my students that she's taken admission for regular, but from the next semester she will take up a job simultaneously. And this is not to be official in that sense, but because her parents have lost their job, so they cannot continue not working. So those kind of things that I said on the personal front also, if the learners are going through their struggles, there is placement that has not happened too much in colleges and schools because most of the schools have downsized their staff, and this therefore the new entrance into the world of work are even more not required now or in access. So that's something with regard to placements, it's a very sad situation. Then with regard to access to, except for good institutions that have access to online facilities, but many institutes do not have, including universities, state-run universities, they have access to journals only through the LAN. And even things like GSTO, SAGE, etc., these are simple names that I'm giving. And now, but being at home, you don't have access to that. So the limitation in terms of actually looking at different literature, books, this online, are not possible for students. So that is another, and teachers alike.
So that is
another challenge that one faces. Then the kind of examination where we are only doing MC, we are doing knowledge-related testing in the name of examination. As I gave you an example yesterday, and these are all coming up as an offshoot of online.
Right.
But if not addressed, they will be taken comfortably into the offline mode, if not challenged and if not looked at critically.
Got it, ma'am. Got it.
So this strongly, all these whole stuff points somewhere represent themselves, I'll be happy.
Got it, ma'am. So as a whole, what do you think, like, how has COVID affected, like, on a whole, like, learning, assessment, or even the, you know, the engagement with the studies, the engagement with students that you have one-on-one? Or what do you think, like, if you want to sum it up, how would you do that?
I would sum it up that those who were doing and enthusiastic have done and accomplished more. And those who were not doing have even fallen from the basic minimum that they were able to do.
Oh, got
it. As teachers or students, either way.
Okay, ma'am.
Because even I'm saying that who were not able, who did not do offline, who are not doing even now, are doing even less than that now, is that now all the more you put your hands up with helplessness. Whereas previously, and the ones who were doing, all the more are getting motivated to do and accomplish more.